Last Sunday, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Kalamazoo was packed. Parents, friends, and neighbors squeezed in to see the new East Side Children's Choir perform their first concert.
I think it went really good because my family was just like, say, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? Please, please, please. Like I was a superstar.
That's Zion Buchanan. She's one of the 9 girls who performed in the choir. The Kalamazoo Children's Chorus has 5 other children's choirs, all arranged by age group. They perform in popular venues like Chenery Auditorium and Kalamazoo Community College. But this choir will be different. It's made up of kids from the East Side neighborhood who perform for the East Side neighborhood. Fred Sang is the artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. He says he wants to have more choirs like this.
How we can make music available to kids in neighborhoods who don't have the ability to get across town, or finances are an issue, or just generally be able to make that happen. So we decided we were going to put it here in the East Side because we found out that that's pretty much the most underserved part of the city.
And by underserved, Sang means there aren't a lot of arts events going on. Pat Taylor of the East Side Neighborhood Association says having a neighborhood choir will certainly help to change that. But it will also help kids to get to know children from different backgrounds who live right around the corner. Like Catrice Brown's daughters, Kaylin and Katira.
They don't really know a lot of kids from the neighborhood. They go to school outside of our neighborhood. They go over like on the west side. So they don't get too much interaction with people over here. So this was a good experience for them.
Jackie Buchanan is Zion's mom. She says joining the choir is free, so nothing stands between Zion and her dreams of being a star.
Financially, I'm not able to send her to somewhere to have singing lessons. This way, she's learning to sing solo, and she teaches how to use your voice. She teaches them different scales. She is, Miss Davis is, and Miss Huey are very awesome.
Julie Davis is the director for the East Side Choir. Patricia Huey is the piano accompanist.
If you have a child that does want to expand and get into things, because she does do tap and things like that. But nowadays, when you do decide to do things like that, you do need to be a triple threat. So this is awesome because I'm not really a singer. So for her to get up there and she's not shy, it's good for her confidence, her self-esteem. And I think in the end, I mean, you never know what she may get out of this, so.
Director Julie Davis says years from now, she hopes the choir will be as busy and as big as the other KCC choirs. The choir only has 10 girls right now, and one was homesick during the concert. Davis would like to have 25 to 30 boys and girls in the group.
We're lucky that the 9 girls we have can match pitch and have good rhythm. We lucked out with that. But we'd love to expand to have more and really make this be a point of pride in the East Side neighborhood.
Davis and the kids only had 2 months to rehearse before the Christmas concert, but in the end, they got a standing ovation. The original 5 choirs in the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus will be performing at Chenery Auditorium tomorrow at 3 p.m. Some of the money from the concert will go to support the East Side Choir.